Hi, this is Rob Silverstone, and you're listening to The Rob Silverstone Show. On today's episode, we'll talk about how to deal with rejection after a job interview. There are two main types of rejection. One is overt, where you're being told directly, and the other is ghosting. Let's talk about both. First, in the overt model, you might be told in a conversation that you didn't get the job, maybe even during the interview itself, though of course that is rare. It could be by a phone call. Keep in mind, getting bad news is not fun, but it's better than not hearing anything at all. Most people get informed via email, if they get informed at all. That's less personal, but it tends to be pretty common, in part because it's easier for the hiring company, especially the HR department, to just send out a slew of emails to all the candidates who did not get the job. The last way that's overt, still happening sometimes but much more rare, is snail mail, where you might actually get a letter in the mail, believe it or not, telling you that you did not get the job. Usually, of course, it will say thanks for applying anyway. The ghosting method, which has become much more common in the last 10 or 15 years, is one that we've all experienced. In the ghosting situation, there is no follow-up, even if you've been promised follow-up by the last person with whom you interviewed. Often, you also are ignored when you send in emails or texts just to check on the status of your job application. This has become much more common in part because it's easier to do, it involves less work on the part of the hiring company, but it certainly is frustrating for the job candidate. I can tell you a good story. I knew a college senior who was applying for a job at a law firm as a paralegal. He had several interviews that all went well, and the last interviewer promised that he'd hear back soon. Over the next several weeks, he periodically checked in via email just to see how things were going and to express his interest in working at the company, and he never heard back. Now it's quite a few years later, and he still hasn't heard back. He's been through other jobs at this point, of course, but I find that fascinating. Another story, a friend of mine had at the time a college senior who applied for literally dozens and dozens of jobs, finally got a rejection letter from one company and was very, very happy just to get a response. Even though it was bad news, she was thrilled that somebody had actually taken the time to let her know what was going on. She eventually got a job too, of course. These can be very frustrating, but of course, even though it's frustrating, you got to pick up the pieces and keep going. So what do you do after you get rejected? Well, I'm glad you asked. There are several choices, or you could do many of these things. One is to be careful about how you respond to the company if you have been rejected. It's okay to feel upset or hurt or depressed or even angry. That's normal. However, you don't necessarily want to show those emotions to the hiring manager nor to the HR department for a variety of reasons. Instead, it's better to be cordial or polite and grateful for having had the interview experience in the first place. Getting rejected may not be as bad as it sounds. After all, it happens to the best of us. And you may be able to stay in touch with some of the people you've met in the interview process, which could lead to a future opportunity. You might want to ask for feedback from either the hiring manager or the HR department to find out why you didn't get the job. Maybe you did something that you could correct for next time, or maybe another person just had slightly better qualifications. It's always good to ask, even though you might not actually get a reason. Of course, you can always just move on because you're looking for a job and you don't want to dwell on the things you didn't get. You want to keep going for the things that you will get. Rejection is a part of life, after all. Consider it something of a game. You lost this round, but there are lots more rounds to go. Keep applying for other jobs, as there will be a next time. And the average candidate goes through many, many rejections before finding the right fit company. That's just how the world works. You could look at it as a learning experience, and interviewing could make you a better interviewer because one day you could be the hiring manager screening potential candidates. These are all part of the mix. You might want to evaluate exactly what happened, and here are some items to think about along those lines. I'll ask them in the form of questions, and it's up to you to answer them depending on your experience. First, during each round in the process, did you send a thank you note or email to signify your further interest in the role? Did you show enthusiasm for the company and for the job? Did you do your homework before the interview to learn about the company and possibly even something about the background of your interviewer? Did you dress appropriately? Were you on time? Were you a good listener as the other person was speaking? Did you ask good probing questions? And did you show an interest in the interviewer's career? This can be a form of flattery, but it also shows that you're willing to take that extra step to dig into the details to find out information that might help you in the process. Did you answer the questions well once you were asked? Did you give correct email and phone contact info so that the company could get back to you again? Double-check your resume and any cover letter you may have sent. Are they correct and typo-free? Typos are often a common reason for rejection, mainly by higher-ups who may have been grounded in English grammar classes in high school many years ago when these things were much more important. Did anybody on the inside help to get your application to the right people to be considered? You might want to follow up with that person to see if that person can give you some insight. Have you worked with any of the interviewers before, perhaps at a prior company? They might be more willing to share information about the process. Was there an external recruiter involved? That person certainly will have some feedback and may be able to share with you. And did you give references? If so, you could go back to your references to find out if they were contacted, and if so, how the conversations went or what they said. All of these things can help shed light on what happened and show you a path to improve for next time when the next time you interview with a company. There are different steps that you can take to get a better result on the next interview, of course. You can reach out to your network of contacts. Keep in mind that quantity and quality are what matter here, but quality is most important. Don't reach out too frequently to the same contacts, however, because you don't want to annoy them. You might consider revising your resume. Again, as I've said in other podcasts, you never want to misrepresent what you've done, but you want to emphasize the appropriate parts of your background for the job at hand. It might be a good idea to have practice interviews. Perhaps you set up mock interviews with friends and you film them so you can critique them later. You don't really know how you come across in an interview until you watch a film of that interview, so I strongly advise that. It might be quite helpful. It's also possible you could have said or done something during an interview that came across as a negative, and maybe in a practice interview you'll see some of that behavior and try to correct for next time. As you network, seek out people for informational interviews because that might point you to another path to another possible job opening somewhere or to new connections you can interview with. Look at interviewing and networking as necessary parts of the job search process. The more you do it, the better you get. And I can't emphasize enough, network, network, network. That will get you a long way toward where you want to go. In short, you should take the long view. Don't react negatively or harshly or with ill intent toward the company that just rejected you. You never know when you'll cross paths again with these same people. Burning bridges is not a strategy. I know a young executive who is unhappy, and he left his company for another company. Now he's interviewing for a role back at the first company a year later. Now the conditions have improved at the first company. If he had left that first company on bad terms, he would not be in this situation today of interviewing for a potential promotional listing. So think about that carefully and think about your future. How you behave reflects your character to others. It's possible that you had interviews that went well and you can convert some of them into contacts or mentors. Give you an example. I was interviewing between jobs after I was laid off in 2012 and before I landed my current gig in 2013. I interviewed with several companies and actually struck up a friendship with some of the HR people I met. I've kept in touch with them through today, and in fact, a few of them have tried to recruit me to their new companies once they moved over to new companies. Though I'm happy where I am, I keep those contacts going because you never know down the road. It's possible in the interview process you might have done something wrong, such as typos in the resume, as I said, or spilled coffee during the interview, etc. And you can use those things as learning experiences for next time and things to focus on to ensure that they don't happen again. As you experience more and more interviews, you get better and better at interviewing, both at shifting the conversation, answering questions concisely, answering questions thoughtfully, and asking good questions of the interviewer. Keep in mind that at the end of an interview, when the interviewer asks you, "Do you have any questions for me?" you should certainly come up with a few. It could be about that person's background. It could be about how he or she likes working at the company. It could be something unique about the company that you've researched, but you don't want to end the interview with, "Do you have any questions for me?" "Nah, thanks, I'm good." You want to show further interest. Companies make choices between well-qualified applicants all the time. You shouldn't feel badly because you weren't chosen. It might be that there were three equally qualified candidates and it was a coin flip that got one person the job. Keep in mind that you could be great for a particular job and not get the role, but that doesn't mean you're not right for the company. It could be a question of just watching for further listings of other jobs posted at that company. Also, the person who got the job over you might not work out, so you never know. You might want to contact the interviewers again a couple of months later just to see how things are going. So don't dwell on the no and live for the yes. That's kind of my mantra about interviewing. Know that every experience in life can be a learning experience. Keep track of what you have learned about the company, about the interviewer, and about yourself. All of this will help you for next time, and there will be a next time. Well, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoy the Rob Silverstone Show. If you have any feedback for us, send it to rob@therobsilverstoneshow.com. Our producer is Violetta Sikora. Thanks again for your time and look forward to another episode.